The two Republicans vying for Secretary of State represent both the establishment and anti-establishment factions within the GOP. Over her 30-year career, Nifley, Kentucky native Hilda Legge has held various positions within government, including the U.S. Department of Education, a co-chair of the Appalachian Regional Commission, as well as the first director of the Center for Rural Development in Somerset. She says her years of experience in both the public and private sectors have prepared her for the state's top business position.
My experience as an administrator, as a CEO, as a businesswoman. You know, when you're talking about business filings and business processes, and understand that small businesses are in the world every day trying to make a living and trying to make a profit. I am the sole provider and a small businesswoman myself for my family.
Hopkinsville math teacher and businessman Bill Johnson has never held elective office, but he did briefly campaign for U.S. Senate in 2010. The Tea Party favorite says he would bring a fresh approach to the job.
Well, I've been saying on the campaign trail that I think we need more military discipline and more private sector experience in Frankfort. And that's what I bring. I've served for 10 years in the United States Navy as a nuclear propulsion engineer, and I've been in the private sector for 13 years at various large and small companies.
Both candidates say they want to streamline the registration and application processes for small businesses.
So that when a business calls in, they really are able to eliminate the amount of time they spend filing forms for the government and have more time to create jobs.
I envision checklists. So when people start a business, there's a check there to incorporate. There's a check there for various permits that they need to buy or other local requirements. If they can go down this checklist and do everything they need to do to be in business.
As the state's top election official, Johnson says he favors an open primary where voters could cross party lines and independents could participate as well. He also wants all voters to present photo identification before they're allowed to cast a ballot.
After all, you got to show a picture ID and buy cigarettes or alcohol or get on an airplane or drive a car. So it just makes sense to me that a picture ID is a good security measure to show that before you're allowed access to vote.
Legge favors keeping party primaries closed, and she wants Kentucky to follow other states' lead in making voters present proof of citizenship as well.
You show your proof of citizenship at the age of 16. And when you go get your driver's license, if we were teaching our young people, now when you turn 18 and you go register to vote, you will also need to show your proof of citizenship. Isn't voting just as important as learning how to parallel park?
Johnson says he's proud to have the endorsement of numerous Tea Party groups in Kentucky.
It is important to me personally, and I truly appreciate their support. Not only the Tea Party, many other grassroots organizations as well, who are just simply feel like they've been betrayed by some of our elected officials. And they're looking for new leadership and new ideas, and I'm glad to represent that for them.
Legge says Tea Partiers have served to increase civic engagement, and she would welcome their support.
But the more people we have involved and engaged in talking about elections, you know, we say this is going to be a low turnout. We don't want low turnout. We want people involved. I want people involved.
Whoever comes out victorious on Tuesday, the GOP candidate will need to campaign hard in a state where registered Democrats enjoy the numeric majority. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Alan Lytle.